Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. David wrote in Psalm 10:1, "Why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble?" Paul wrote in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 2:3, "I was unsure of how to go about this and felt totally inadequate. I was scared to death, if you want the truth of it." What would we do without these honest words from our spiritual ancestors? God caused David and Paul to write down their thoughts so we would be able to better understand the path of faith. So what about you? Yes, you, so quit looking over your shoulder, or you might miss out on this very powerful way of strengthening the saints. No, we don't write Scripture, but God will use our honest effort for our benefit and the benefit of others. Maybe you have never had this suggested to you. Let me deal with some possible misconceptions. First, we are not talking about a pride thing, waxing eloquent and impressing everyone with our brilliance. But each of us has a unique perspective as a child of God on this earth, and if you so choose to share this perspective in writing, you will bless someone in the process. Secondly, we are not talking about a difficult thing. Some people will develop this more than others. You might be surprised how much you will gain if you try it. Simply write concerning what is happening in your life as you interact with the words of God. Maybe you have questions. Write them down. Write a prayer to God or a letter to a friend. Take a thought that jumps out at you from Scripture and write. Writing brings precision and accuracy to our thoughts. If you have a passion to teach, then you need to bring the precision of writing into your study regimen. Here is the scene. You, paper, pen, the words of God. You write and begin seeing relationships in the text as you never have before. The words are living just as God says they are, and then, hush, God has entered the room. Now that's what I'm talking about. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.